I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and we are almost 2 weeks out from the Oscars.
Yeah.
So let's have the final word across the nation about our opinions.
Why not? Because yes. We've got enough material out of the Oscars for the last
this
3 months.
This is the last time we milked this.
Yeah, right. Wow. The Oscars as broadcast fodder, right?
Right. Start with the big picture.
Yeah, I was surprised at Argo winning Best Picture. I was surprised because I know that it was winning a lot of awards leading up to it. I don't buy that whole momentum theory.
Yeah.
I really have no evidence to the contrary to suggest
otherwise. Nate Silver in the New York Times did an analysis purely technical.
Nate Silver, okay.
Argo was definitely statistically the one that was going to get it. Now, for me, good thriller, lousy ending, but Lincoln's, to me, as a heavyweight.
I totally agree with you, and here's why. Lincoln takes this known sort of moment, efforts to get the 13th Amendment passed.
Right.
We know how it's going to end, but Spielberg does more than just tell us that story. He uses that story to illuminate or kind of explore other ideas, other truths, right? That's why you get these great moments where, like, Lincoln is laying down with his son on the floor and what he means to us now. Now, take Argo. Argo is a crackerjack little thriller. There's no sort of illumination of anything beyond what purpose the story serves.
And those words figure prominently, I think, for Zero Dark Thirty in exactly the same way. There's nothing added to me understanding the character played by Jessica Chastain. And if you throw in the hullabaloo about torture, and your analysis of Lincoln shows how perfect it was for Daniel Day-Lewis, taking and exhausting that character in a smaller part of its grand epic life was a brilliant thing to do. Now, Jennifer Lawrence was not a surprise to me as the winner of Best Actress in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Amor and Emmanuel Riva was superior in every way to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed that they gave it to her. Look what happened to Mira Sorvino. Look what happened to Marissa Tomei. Young actresses who won an Oscar early on in their career, and it just totally derails their momentum.
Not for this woman, though.
You say that. The only thing she has going for her is that she has the Hunger Games franchise, which is something that those other two actresses did not
have. Well, that's true, yeah. And if you look at Winter's Bone, where she had a nomination, she is establishing a record. Another person who's establishing a record, Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, I was really annoyed with that win. Christoph Waltz, what he did in Inglourious Basterds, brilliant.
Yes.
What he did in Django Unchained, entertaining, but not necessarily brilliant.
It's a really interesting role. The reason he has that funky wagon, that Dennis wagon, is that he couldn't ride his horse.
Yeah, because he broke his collarbone.
Isn't that great?
He broke his collarbone. But that shows why Tarantino is brilliant.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Because when the Waltz character enters the movie and he's riding that wagon with the tooth on a spring,
yes,
a giant tooth on top of it.
It's like
that's Tarantino
out of the Wizard of Oz.
The hallmark of a good director thinking their way out of a creative snag.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed because I thought that De Niro should have won. Tommy Lee Jones and Lincoln, you take Tommy Lee Jones, you put him in 1865, and you slap that wig on him. There's no difference than taking the wig off of him and putting Tommy Lee Jones in 2013.
No, he is just a curmudgeon, and I had the same feeling. I would have been happy to see him get it for him.
Yeah.
But as far as a role that shows any stretch of Tommy Lee Jones, it wasn't so. The one person who had a lock on her category was Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
But I would have to say Anne Hathaway in that one song got her dream. Even Helen Hunt, who was so superior in the sessions.
I think Helen Hunt's movie career, she should just change gears and just offer up her forehead as screening, as a place on which to project movies. And
I'll tell you where I was surprised. Ang Lee for directing.
Yes.
Although, great job of directing Life of Pi. No question about it. But I thought Spielberg. It's a tough land out there.
Yeah.
If they don't. If they don't.
Ang Lee is another one who's overrated.
But your buddy Tarantino for original screenplay, that's a good call.
It is a good call. Because nobody, unlike many other writers, when he writes, he is writing for cinema.
He's the best.
He's the Rain Man of screenwriting.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.